Follow your breath gently down into your heart. Each beautiful breath, each delicious breath that keeps us here, keeps us alive on the planet, keeps us connected to each other, sharing that same breath, that same oxygen. I'm feeling your heart expanding into that place of all one breath, all one heart. And like any family, many differences, but many similarities, all here, all feeling the love, all being the love, receiving the honoring and the depth of love that the entourage of Kryon has filled the room with this day. For you who sit in the chairs, who came, for you who make this possible. And feel the gratitude that Kryon and the entourage has for you. Breathe that into your heart and let it fill you up. And say yes to receiving that love. Say yes to feeling in your heart what love is, what the possibilities of that love can be. Let yourself feel the depth of honoring that comes from Kryon and the entourage. And know that in your heart, in your soul, in your life, that you are sacred. Kryon brings us this message over and over again as he honors us with teaching, with wisdom, with guidance, and with that deepest love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner steps aside, as always. And I give you a message now that he is not aware of, or that would be given, that he's not aware of. And that's the way it works, dear ones, is that the information that is being given from the other side of the veil is information that perhaps you don't expect, in ways given that you might not have thought of. Tonight is a revelation that goes further than ever into the differences between the old and the new energy. Today, my partner tried to set the stage so that you would understand that before 2012 was an energy that you are no longer going to revisit. It is not coming back. And that the energy that is beginning to place itself on this planet is filled with new paradigms. We've told you in the past what these new paradigms often will create. Because things are not as they were, there often is disappointment. Well, it didn't come out the way I thought. Well, it isn't like it used to be, is it? Well, no, it isn't. It isn't. The new energy is filled with feelings that are completely and totally different, reactions that are totally different, expectations that are totally different. And in these things hides a truth. And the truth is that there is a development going on of the human spirit itself, of how you feel about certain kinds of things. You're starting to see more compassion and less criticism. But dear ones, that is not what I want to talk about. That's going to happen slowly in the perceptions of who you are. I want to talk about this difference that is starting to be even greater than it ever has been before between dark and light. The way you perceive things in an older energy and the way you perceive things in a new energy. And what happens when you drag the old energy into the new? We've told you before, this is a time where there is no more fence sitting. You cannot claim to be a light worker, a compassionate person, and then not be compassionate. You cannot decide one day to be one thing and another to be another. That was the way of it in an older energy. We've told you before of the drama that people will create over and over, and it suits them because people pay attention to them and they get what they want. And when they start it in the new energy, they find themselves cast out, not included, not agreed with. And they certainly find that the old energies are not commensurate at all with what is going on in a new time. Processes and procedures that you counted on, that worked, are starting to shift and change and no longer work. But we've said that before. I would like to tell you how addictive the old energy is. I would like to start showing and telling by example some of the things we have only discussed marginally before that it's time for now. It's hard to describe to you how addicting something is, even if it's black. Black as night. If you've survived a certain way because you couldn't see well, and suddenly the light is turned on, for many, they long for the time when it was dark because they knew how to navigate in the dark and they don't know how to navigate in the light. There will be those who are used to a paradigm of struggle. And when the light comes, and then there's benevolence, and there's joy, and there's compassion, and there's beauty, they long for the old days of struggle over and over. It seems unbelievable that someone would do such a thing when presented with something so much better. Benevolent attitude of expectation. That is what is here in the light. But then there are those who have spent so much time struggling that they can't see it. And even if it's presented to them, they don't want it. How could such a thing be? Are there examples of it? Not only examples of it, dear ones, but you can see it right now. Let's get current. Let's talk about right now, what's happening today. I'm again going to explain something that is seemingly unbelievable and exemplifies the difference between a dark energy and a light energy, where the light is not even beginning to be seen. And those who wish to wallow in what they used to know want to continue, never seeing something better, never seeing what's happening, because the dark is so addictive. And you would say, well, not for me. That's not for me. I'm not wallowing in the dark. And I say, you don't really understand yet. Human beings have an issue, and that is that they tend to want something they're used to, not even understanding it's dark energy. There are those who say, well, I understand, and I'm in the light. And I will say to them, you're in the light as a dark person. You're in the light. Where's your joy? I want to give you an example that's very, very current. Not long ago, approximately 2011, something happened in North Korea. The sun took over. And we're not going to mention his name in the channel. But you all know who I'm taking to task. The boy became an emperor overnight, and he had studied with his father. He'd also studied in the West. So he knew who you are. He knew what the culture is here in this country. And he was at a crossroads, and we told you then what we're going to now take to another level tonight. I'm going to ask you, what would you do if you were him? He stands on the precipice right now of greatness. He is taking over his country. He's going to be the dictator, the emperor. And all he has done all of his life is watched the egotist of his father. And he's learned that this is the way of it. And so more than anything else, he wants to be famous. More than anything else, he wants to be seen and loved by his people. This is what an egotist does and is like. And I want you to put yourself in his place at the moment, knowing what's going on the planet, knowing that which you know by being brought up in the West, educated in the West. And here you are, right now, to follow your father's lineage for North Korea. He started making his decisions, oddly enough, in 2012. And that's when the decree came down that he was the emperor, chairman of the People's Party, you might say. And he began to make the decisions. You're him for a moment. What could you do right now with a clean slate that would create something that you want more than anything else on the planet? What you want to be worshipped, to be idolized, to be seen as important, to be the one. What could you do right now at that juncture, 2012? And I'll tell you, he missed it. He missed it. It's current because of what's going to happen. If he had seen the light coming, even in his egotistical, greedy mind, if he had seen the light coming, if he understood anything about that, other than darkness, everything would be different. Think about it for a moment. What would you have done? Here is the option. Right now, 2012, you're him. He could have been someone that this planet itself put on a pedestal all his life. First thing he does is to unify the North and the South Koreans, bringing the families together after all of those years. The benevolence of this would have started a ball rolling. Dropping any ideas of war, he talks about that which is peaceful between the Koreans, and everything starts to change. He walks into the United Nations in New York City to a standing ovation. He's on the cover of all of the magazines. He is seen by everyone as a world hero. He is worshipped and adored by the planet for doing something nobody ever did. A wise decision that brought him into the light, helping his people, which is exactly what he wanted, getting all the accolades that he possibly could all of his life, going down in history as changing the earth itself. And what did he do? Have you read the paper lately? Is the dark that addictive that he couldn't see it? Yes, he would have changed the policies. He did that anyway. He killed a relative so he could do it. He was his own man, and he missed it. He completely missed it. Everything he ever wanted as a young man, as an egotist, as trained by his father so well, everything he ever wanted was in his grasp in that year. And the decisions he's made, wallowing in what used to be in an old paradigm that doesn't work and never has, that the earth saw and dismissed, he is a pariah of old energy. Raising his hand, making trouble for the planet, thinking that this is what he's supposed to do. And he won't last long. I want to tell you, this is how addictive the old energy is. What kind of addiction is the old energy for you? Are you continuing to do things that you think are absolutely correct, expectations, perceptions that have been given to you in an old energy that you're still wallowing in the light? I have some news. You can't do it for long. You lose friends first. You can't claim to be one thing and be another anymore. So let's start extending this. If the darkness is so attractive, is it affecting anything else? And the answer is it's affecting everything else. There's an entire industry we have told you will eventually fail because it is developed in an older energy, worked in an old energy, and has no integrity. And that is Big Pharma. We've told you that its fall is imminent, and it will come from the ones who surround it, called its own culture. When it happens is up to you. When it's exposed is up to you. But let's look for a moment, not at that, but what it does. It's invested in an old, dark idea that chemistry is the answer to healing. And in the light starts to appear another entire industry. And the industry is this: the awareness that the human body is the healer. And that you don't put things into it to heal. Instead, what you do is you give it instruction sets. High technology instruction sets to heal itself. Homeopathy on steroids, you might say. And there are processes coming that understand this human body of yours so much better than any chemist has ever any medical situation or even hospital, and the light is starting to expose it, the answer is not chemistry. The answer is in instructions to the body. And when you start having a situation, whether it's through the systemic cells or whether it's through what we call the Genesis cells or whether it's talking to the telomeres, it is something that has to do not just with consciousness but with processes that are coming. A new way. How much money do you think is invested in the old way? And if you look at that, I have the question, why can't they see what's coming? And the answer is, they're wallowing in what was. If they saw the potentials in business alone of a new frontier of instructions to the body, of greater healing, of processes that need investments, don't you think they would want to come over and start this in the light? And the answer is no. Just like the North Korean leader. It's too addicting. Keep it the same. It's always worked. It always will. Even though when you turn on the television at night, all you hear is how the chemistry didn't work. And you get a chance then to join others and sue the companies for what didn't work. Have you ever heard the side effects of what doesn't work? You would think perhaps this would be a slight indication or motivation or information that says it's not working. But they don't see that. You see, they're wallowing in something that's going to make them fail. They don't see the light. They don't see what's coming. They could invest in it. They could make it work. They could throw away that which didn't work and start to understand the ball is rolling toward new paradigms of healing, even for the industry of medicine. Instructions to a body that wants to heal itself, built and designed to rejuvenate and knows itself innate. Knows what to do. And they don't. What do you think about those who would study medicine? And they would study medicine for years. And they would take oaths that said, do no harm. And they would be fine physicians, doing their very, very best to help humanity. And along comes an invention. But it doesn't suit them because it's not what they were taught works. In fact, they were taught it doesn't work. In an older paradigm, in their education, taught by those they respected, they got information which is now updated. So why wouldn't they update this? And the answer is because they were wallowing in what they thought was accurate, what they thought worked. It's almost a betrayal for them now to look and even examine it. There are new protocols for physicians that will start helping people more than anything they've studied. And they will wallow in the old and never look. Someone will come and say, look, I can prove it to you. Just look at this. Look at this proof we have. Take a day with me and look at this proof. And they will say, no. You say, why not? They say, because I don't believe it. And you'll say, well, you never saw it. They say, we don't go there. And some of them will die after living an entire life with old energy, never understanding what they could have done if they just looked. That is how addicting the old energy is. Human nature, if it's worked before, it's going to work again. This is what I understand. This is what I do. Don't show me anything new, because I was taught that what you have cannot, will not work for physical reasons that I know are true. And suddenly the physics changes. Suddenly the sun comes out. Suddenly there's new ideas. Can you imagine telling some of the greatest inventors in history to cease and desist? Can you tell the Wright brothers that's not going to work, just stop it? Can you look at Tesla and say, that's foolishness, you're going to electrocute people? It's the same attitude. It continues. So now let's switch and make it a little more personal. Dear ones, if you've grown up in metaphysics, if you call yourself a learned, educated, shamanic one, if you've been doing it for years and you know the processes, you know how they work, you've been a healer for a very, very long time, you're proud of your knowledge, you should be. You've helped the planet, you've helped all those around you. And then suddenly, the energy itself begins to shift. The frequency that you have been working with, called connection to the source, has moved. And when somebody shows this to you, instead of looking at it and going, how great is this? Show me more. You say, I'm shutting the door because I don't want to go there. It hasn't moved for me. It's fine for me. Not understanding, it has moved for you. How do you feel about it? Working for you, is it? Joyful about it, are you? Healers are starting to lose the connection that they've had. Even meditators are starting to ask, where has spirit gone? I sit down, I don't feel it anymore. We teach, we've taught before, we've said before, the frequency of God itself inside you is starting to get higher than you ever thought it would before, and you tuned into the lower frequency, and you like it. And you'll say, well, that's not me. Think about it, really. What's your joy factor? If God is real to you and the frequency has started to lift and the veil is starting to come in and flow, the magnetic grid has shifted, everything is right for the old soul and the light worker. Have you taken advantage of it? Have you seen the new light that's come? Have you looked at yourself and said, all right, okay, all the things that I knew, maybe, just maybe, they've changed? Or do you say, I know what I'm doing, I've been educated, and this is the way it works? Is this too personal? For dear ones, old souls, you are the ones listening to this who've got to move into the light. And the old energy is so addicting, so addicting. Can you believe the story of the North Korean leader having turned down, being adored all his life for something simple that he never saw? Having everything he ever dreamed of in a heartbeat, never saw it coming. Wasn't on the agenda because he thought he knew what worked in the dark. What I'm telling you is this. If you are a light worker, it's time to step into the light. The things that you thought you knew may very well have shifted slightly instead of being anchored in a truth that you believe will never change. When you start to turn on the light in a dark room, you see new things. Instead of putting the blinders on and saying, I only want the things I knew. Light, energy, all of these things are starting to create brand new paradigms. The one who steps into the light is going to live a lot longer, dear ones. because it's going to be frustrating. To stay in a place that you don't understand, that's getting worse, just because you think you know what you're doing. And so the plea is this. There is an entourage around you, just like this morning. You came from the creative source. Your soul has a piece of God in it, and it is busting to get out. And the box you keep it in, called the old energy, I know what I'm doing, has got to start to shift. Break the bonds. You will never have to unlearn what you know. But in the process of looking at the light, you can enhance it and go to the next level in such beauty and joy, in a smooth transition, not a hard one, no suffering. This is a new energy, new paradigms, just waiting for you, just waiting. I speak to the healers who are still using all of the methods they used because they worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. And now we're saying, how would you like to double the efficiency of everything you do? And they say, but I know this better than I know anything else. And that is why I'm going to stay in the dark and do what I do. It's good enough for me. And I'll say, if that is you, old soul, you don't know why you were born. You were born to be here during the shift and the transition, to move into the new paradigms, to show the light, and to take so many people with you. That's why you're here. That's why you were born. It doesn't serve humanity or the planet to stay in the dark. It just doesn't. And in the love that is presented in this room, I tell you that the hands are outstretched from the creative source saying, this is why you're here. Walk into the light without fearing what it might bring. It will not upset what you've learned already. It will enhance it greatly. And you, yourself, will start to change. More joy in your heart, more compassion, more knowledge. Think about this. Imagine a balance that you've never had before. Imagine a maturity, and the information that you're so interested in flies at you from sources that you don't even know. These are things that you've asked for. What did you try lately in the last 20 years that didn't work? Are you going to try it again? And the answer is no. And we say, why? And you say, well, it didn't work. Now turn the page, as my partner would say. Come into the light and know this. It was bad timing. Try it again. And in the again, I'm talking about trying it with greater wisdom in the light, with more cooperation. Meetings like this are given for one reason, so you can meet and know each other and find a light. So you'll be with people of like mind, and you will find balance there, because you'll meet those who know something perhaps you don't. Because two or more together can create more than one. That's why you're here. It's all about the new energy and the old soul. That's why you're listening to this, dear ones. Because there's something you should know. That old energy is so addicting. It just calls to you, well, stay with me. Just stay with me. Someday there won't be any. Why not come into the light now, today, light worker? I had to say it in these ways. You saw the foolishness of the Korean leader who was north. And that foolishness is all through the decision between light and dark, going right there to the healer and the meditator and the reader. Processes you think you know, dear ones, your intuition alone can make them so much better. You have innate ready to go in your body as a healing source. You have your intuition ready to expand anything you think you know. And what is your decision? I leave it there. It's a time of great love, of great change, of great compassion. Here you are in a world where the majority of citizens and countries want to get along. And that's new. In the past, one unbalanced leader has been able to take the whole world and put it at war. And suddenly, it can't. Instead, you've got the entire planet that really wants peace. Something for their children that other generations never had. Culture after culture, different though they are, understand the premise that war does not work. And an earth that will collectively feel that way will eventually snuff out the ones that would want it otherwise. We've told you that that's coming. We've told you that the wild card that you call Trump has more things that are wild. We told you that a year ago, almost. Almost. So, dear ones, this is the juncture between dark and light. At a time, perhaps, that you didn't expect to hear it, we tell you that things are changing fast. And that if you control that which is your life, you have every option to drop the barriers and see what's new. To start to understand that that's why you're here. And to take the hand that is outstretched to you, called the creative source, that has been trying to tell you for a very long time that's why you were born. That's why you're born. Be a light worker and a lighthouse. I am crying in love with humanity. A humanity that is changing every day. This darkness that you grew up in, are you understanding and realizing your children will not have that? There are children coming into this right now, this new energy that never will experience the darkness. They'll only know the new magnetic grid. They'll only know the innate that's coming. They're going to fight the darkness greater than anything that you're doing. There'll be no understanding at all of some of your attitudes because they only see the light. They may have nothing to do with metaphysics and everything to do with a new human being. They may not be spiritual, and yet they have everything to do with God inside. And that is the new human, where spirituality is not necessarily then a choice, but it's something they're born with, an innate understanding that they are a piece of the Creator, and that balance and peace is the primary object of all humans. Does that sound like the old energy you grew up in? That's what you're fighting. Dear ones, don't wait for the kids. We need you now to be mature enough to drop the old and meet the new head on. And so it is.